B'tachin for Life, Shir number 40, Thursday, Parshas Tzav. We wanted to just mention that the Shir should be a schus l'refuah shleima for Tzvi ben Altachana. We are discussing a very important concept and we wanted to elaborate on it. And that is that nobody can have any effect on your life, whether for good or for bad. The only one that decides what's going to happen to you is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And sometimes we think that there's something called Ayin Hara, or a person, Karachman Slan, gives somebody a klala, or something like that. We should realize that anything bad or good that comes from a person was going to happen anyway. And this person was just the shliach to do the gzeira of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And a person can make an Ayin Hara Chas V'Shalom, but again, it would only damage if the person that got damaged deserved it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was geyser that it would happen, and this person was the shliach that caused it to happen. This is such a fundamental yisoid that Chazal say that this is the reason why David HaMelech became part of the Kisei HaKavod. Because Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the king, and Shimi ben Gera cursed him when he was running away, and David HaMelech told his men not to do anything to Shimi ben Gera. And he said that the reason is because Elohim Omar Loi Kalel. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Shimi ben Gera to curse David. When did the Ribbono Shel Olam come to Shimi ben Gera and tell him to curse David? He didn't come to him b'nevuah and tell him to curse David. Shimi ben Gera wasn't a Navi. The answer is, if Shimi ben Gera is cursing David HaMelech, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam is making him do it. Now, Shimi ben Gera does have Bechira, he does have free will, but we're not going to discuss that aspect. The way we have to view it is through the way David HaMelech views it. And in David HaMelech's world, Shimi ben Gera was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam to curse David. And you see later on that David did punish Shimi. So apparently he understood that even though Shimi ben Gera was fulfilling the Ribbono Shel Olam gzera, he still deserved to be punished. And that's why David HaMelech told his son Shlomai to punish Shimi. But that's irrelevant right now. The reason why this happened to David HaMelech had nothing to do with Shimi ben Gera. It was because the Ribbono Shel Olam had a gzera and Shimi ben Gera was fulfilling that gzera. And this is such an important concept that because David HaMelech accepted this and he did not allow his men to kill Shimi ben Gera, that's why he earned a place by the Kisei HaKavod like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what Chazal say. So we see that this attitude is a huge schus for a person. And Rachman al-Islam, we all know people that are going through tzaris. And it's a difficult time now for Klal Yisrael. If we can have the emunah and the bitachin, that even if it seems like a person did something to us, we tell ourselves, Aleikim Omar Loi Kalel, a person cannot affect us a ki huzeh. A person can do nothing to us. Someone asked, can a person create a scenario called a shasakana, that it becomes dangerous, and the satan could be mikatrig, and the satan could bring a person tsaris? We have to understand that a person cannot cause bad to anyone, even indirectly. A human being cannot cause you any harm unless the Ribbono Shel Olam was geyser. So there's no reason to get upset at a person. And if we can find in a harder place not to be upset at people that seem to do bad things to us, and we say Aleikim Omar Loi Kalel, that can be a huge schus for us, for our mishpachis, and for all of Klal Yisrael, like we see by David HaMelech. We should be zeicha to internalize this message and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam, and only the Ribbono Shel Olam, dictates every single iota of our life. And when we realize that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us, Be'ezus Hashem, Yeshuas, Refuas, and Nechamas, B'Seich Shai Yisrael.